Yo, it's 12:26 p.m. I've kind of been awake and asleep and awake and asleep, but now I'm awake. I'm getting up. I had to go get cat food at the store because there isn't any. And Mabel and FOMO have been yelling all for about an hour. Because they get fed at noon. I don't feed them before noon because they get fed before noon, then they're going to expect to get fed before noon every day. And I ain't promising that. So feed them at noon and at midnight, right? So, but they start saying, "Yo, where's my food?" before noon, no matter what. I can't blame them. So, I don't know, man. It's Labor Day weekend still. It's been like chilly and rainy and shit for Labor Day weekend, at least here in New York. But I ain't going to the beach, so what do I care? All right, let's just do the news and then I can get these cats fed. You know, they don't understand podcasts. For me to say, "Hey, you gotta wait till I'm done my podcast." I'm like, "What the? Hey, food." An infant gets lead poisoning from homeopathic healing bracelet. Ooh, all right. If any of your parents out there don't use any of these healing bracelets, stay away. I wouldn't put jewelry on your child at all. An infant? They don't need that. It's sad to hear. I saw infant. I don't go into these sad stories saying, "Hey, here's a sad story." I see a word, and I'm like, "Oh, there's a. That sounds fun. Infant. Maybe it's a." But you not thinking a lot of times if you got a new the baby when babies make the news, usually not a good story. I forget. I'm like, hey, infant drives a car and gets hired by Uber. No, it's never fun like that. North Korea is back at it. The Steely Dan guy died. R.I.P. Not a huge Steely Dan guy, but I'm, still, a lot of people love that Steely Dan. Eighth Baltimore police officer arrested in time. I don't want to talk about the cops. Unless it's like a nice cop story. I don't feel like hearing bad cop stories today. This is. If this is your only news source, I apologize because this is really catered to my mood. You probably should think about looking at other things for your news, but this is better than nothing. Woman told she's at fault after parked car sideswiped by St. Louis police. I didn't know it was police. Police vehicle. Well, who knows? Who's to say who's at fault there? But St. Louis, September 15th, gonna be there with Mike Birbiglia and Jacqueline Novak. Two shows. Come on out, St. Louis. If you're the lady whose car got sideswiped, you need a laugh. Come to the show. And I don't know if it was. That sounds like it wasn't your fault. Unless you parked your car really, like, badly. Which could happen. Some people, they're half, they when they parallel park, they're half out in the road. But I'm not saying that's what happened to this woman. I'll see if I can get you. If you're the sideswipe car lady and you can prove it, I will look into trying to get you a ticket to the show. If you're a listener of this show and you can prove you're that lady, I will get a ticket for you and not a friend. I don't even know if I can get a ticket for you. Maybe I can. All right. U.S. Coast Guard has saved 4,322 lives in Houston flooding. Fuck yeah. Good for you, Coast Guard. Thank you. Coast Guard. A friend in the... I had a buddy of mine. He's not in the Coast Guard anymore. He's a funny comedian. Jim Tews. But he was in the Coast Guard. People act like the Coast Guard... You know, he kind of makes fun of it. Like, you know, it's not like... Because it's like military service, but it's not like you're not going to... I don't think they ever go to fight anywhere, right? Because they're the Coast Guard. And but natural disasters, Coast Guard, they're in there. And that's like, you know, now you're fighting the fucking Earth. It's you against the Earth. That's a tough one. Because you can't even side against Earth. You can't be like, yeah, beat the fuck out of Earth. So it's not, you know, you don't have a clear enemy. The water is the enemy, I guess. But you can't even get mad at the water. I mean, you're mad at it. But it's not like... It doesn't have malicious intent. It's just fucked. I don't live in a flood zone, and I live on the fifth floor. I don't think I could ever get flooded in my current apartment. I want to make sure I never live in any place that can get flooded. Or see, I can't go to California. Earthquakes, man. You can live in places where there's none of the other stuff. Because they got wildfires, fucking mudslides, all sorts of crazy shit happening in California. But you can't move away from the earthquake. Maybe you can, but you're going to live the place where nobody's at. I'm talking Los Angeles, you know? It's the only place. Or San Francisco, even. They get earthquakes. This fucking... I don't know. I use just the regular voice memo app on my phone when I'm not using the H4N, and it just stops all the time when I'm in another app. And then like I just like notice up at the top on my phone, there's not the little red bar saying record. I'm like, fuck, how much did I lose? I don't know. I know how much. Not much, but I think I'm done for today. It's holiday weekend. What do you want out of me? Get back to your fun. Get back to your holiday weekend fun. End of the summer. You know, this is the last days. You know, you got to go break up with the local at the beach town you've been staying in all summer. You know, that romance that you've been having with the local that works at the ice cream shop that you met the first day, and then you had a romance. It's over. You're going back. You're going back to real life. Well, enjoy the rest of it. And I'm gonna be here tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow. So, what do you care? All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.